In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday today, September the 21st. Good as always to have you along, everybody. In the drip, drip, drip of updates about Russian interference with last year's election. The news a week or so ago that Facebook had sold about $100,000 worth of social and political ads to accounts affiliated with Russian organizations was a biggie. The press has thus been on for the company to reveal what the actual content of those ads was. CEO Mark Zuckerberg took to a Facebook Live this afternoon to make the announcement.
We are actively working with the U.S. government on its ongoing investigations into Russian interference. We've been investigating this for many months now, and for a while we had found no evidence of fake accounts linked to Russia running ads. And when we recently uncovered this activity, we provided that information to the special counsel. We also briefed Congress, and this morning I directed our team to provide the ads we've found to Congress as well.
While Zuckerberg has been busy digging into the company's Russia problem, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg has another fire she's been dealing with. ProPublica reported, and we had the interview here, that Facebook advertisers could target ads using anti-Semitic keywords. Sandberg has promised to strengthen the company's ad enforcement. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has the update on that.
Want to sell vintage clown collectibles or T-shirts promoting civic responsibility in Des Moines? Facebook and its algorithms can help figure out who exactly might want to buy.
Facebook's market value and really its business relies on its ability to identify very detailed and highly specific information about users.
Kartik Hasanagar is a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
Facebook's ad platform is completely self-service, completely automated. You can go in right now, submit an ad, and it takes a few minutes for it to be approved, but even that process is automated.
In order to stop some of the offensive ad targeting, Facebook has promised to tighten standards and add more human oversight. That introduces new issues.
You throw human beings in there, you slow the whole process down.
Nobody wants to wait for their Des Moines T-shirt ad to post. Pivotal analyst Brian Weiser says the ad scandal is one of a series of black eyes for the company. Fake news, the Kremlin-linked election ad Zuckerberg talked about today.
It's been about 10 shoes that have dropped.
He says we've reached a point where Facebook has to do more to be a good corporate citizen, yes, but also to protect its bottom line. Advertisers, in light of the news pile-on, are likely to take a closer look at Facebook. So will government regulators here and abroad.
All of these things will play together in a, well, less than positive way.
More angry emojis, fewer likes. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.